Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's naval self-reliance has just been achieved with the formal delivery of INS Mahendragiri, the sixth of seven Nilgiri-class stealth frigates built under Project 17A to the Indian Navy. This ship features an impressive 75% indigenous content by value and is equipped with BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles, MFSTAR active electronically scanned array radar, and MRASAM medium-range surface-to-air missile system, making it one of India's most capable warships ever commissioned. First, let us look at the Project 17A overview. All ships under this project are named after mountain ranges of India, including Nilgiri, Himgiri, Udayagiri, Dunagiri, Taragiri, Mahendragiri, which is named after the eastern Ghats in Odisha, and Vindhyagiri. What makes this significant is that these ships are being built under the Make in India initiative, with Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Ltd, or MDSL, and Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, or GRSE, being the backbone of India's surface warship construction. Now, let us turn to the technical specifications of INS Mahendragiri. The ship is equipped with a range of advanced weapons and sensors, including BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles, MFSTAR active electronically scanned array radar, and MRASAM medium-range surface-to-air missile system. It is worth pausing here to note that the ship's propulsion system is based on the CODOG, or Combined Diesel or Gas, propulsion system, and it also features the use of DMR-249 steel, which is a high-strength steel used in warship construction. Crucially, the significance of INS Mahendragiri and Project 17A lies in their contribution to India's indigenous warship industry. This project represents a generational leap in India's naval self-reliance, with the ability to design and build large complex warships domestically. And here is something that surprises many students. The ship has 75% indigenous content by value, which is a significant achievement. But why does this matter? It matters because it shows that India is capable of building advanced warships without relying heavily on foreign technology. Now, let us look at the editorial angle from the Hindu, which notes that despite the 75% indigenous content, critical dependencies remain. Certain sensors are still imported, and propulsion systems have foreign components. The editorial calls for indigenous development of marine gas turbines, which is currently India's biggest propulsion gap, and faster integration of indigenous sonar and electronic warfare suites. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, it is clear that Project 17A is a significant step forward. The ability to build advanced warships domestically will give India greater flexibility and independence in its naval operations. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India will be able to project its power more effectively without relying on foreign technology. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The INS Mahendragiri has a significant amount of indigenous content, with 75% of its components being made in India. The ship is equipped with BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles, MFSTAR active electronically scanned array radar, and MRASAM medium-range surface-to-air missile system. The ship's propulsion system is based on the CODOG propulsion system, and it features the use of DMR-249 steel. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The keywords to remember are Project 17A Nilgiri class frigate, INS Mahendragiri, BrahMos, MRASAM, MFSTAR, CODOG propulsion, MDSL, GRSE, Warship Design Bureau, Make in India Defense, and DMR-249 steel. Note this carefully, these keywords are likely to be important for your mains exam. This is a favorite prelims fact. The use of DMR-249 steel in warship construction. In conclusion, the delivery of INS Mahendragiri is a significant milestone in India's naval self-reliance, and it highlights the country's ability to design and build advanced warships domestically. The project is a generational leap in India's naval self-reliance, and it will give India greater flexibility and independence in its naval operations.